Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
07439.
Thank you for that information. May I please have your first and last name?
Gerald Carter.
Thank you for that information as well. I have located an account. May I please have your shipping address for security measures?
60 Main Street, Apartment 2A, Ogdensburg, New Jersey.
Thank you for that information. I am showing where you placed an order for the Ultra Testo as well as the NO2. And I am showing where those two products have been canceled. And how may I assist you?
I thought that they were going to be, they were just on hold and they were going to be shipped out in 21 days at a price at a 50% discount.
Okay, let me double check that for you, sir. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, sir, it does look like that you declined the 50% discount.
No,
so
she told me
the account canceled.
Nah, the lady told me it was going to be on hold for like 21 days and then it would ship at 50%.
Mm. Okay, I'm not showing that on the account. Give me 1 second to speak with my supervisor. And I am just trying to get a response from the supervisor. Give me one moment.
Thanks for purchasing the LC1 training aid. To make sure you get maximum benefit from this unique swing trainer, we put together a quick tutorial on how to use it. By training regularly with the LC1, you'll build a more fundamentally sound swing as your body develops muscle memory of the correct elbow positions. You'll not only lose the over-the-top move that causes slices, fat shots, and other miss hits, you'll strike the ball on a shallower swing path that produces a powerful draw. Your distance should improve as well because you'll add lag to your downswing.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize. I am seeing him on the line. Just continue to hold for me.
Okay.
With a square club face. First, let's go over the LC1's basic features and how to put it on. You'll see that one of the LC1's arm bands can be turned out and in to widen or shorten the space between the ends. To set the LC1 at the proper width for your arms, place it across your chest so that the tips of the rings line up with your armpits. Larger golfers or those with broad chests may need to rotate the adjustable armband outward. Even if you don't need to make the width adjustments, turn the adjustable armband out slightly to unbind the LC1 so the device rotates freely as you swing. Slip the bands on either end onto your arms, just above the elbows. They're held in place by bungee cords, which feature a sliding bungee catch.
Yes, sir. And I am still here on the line, just waiting on a response.
Adjust each armband individually before using the LC1 for the first time. To keep the bungee cords from loosening while you swing, we recommend knotting the extra length of bungee cord just above the bungee lock after you've set the catch at the proper length. When wearing the LC1, you should be able to take your natural address position with a club. You should see 1 to 1.5 inches of the metal compression rod when you're set up normally. If the compression rod caps clip together in the middle, when you first set up, the device may be set too wide. Simply tighten the adjustable armband by a turn or two and try again. The LC1 is designed to squeeze
Yes, sir. I am still here on the line, and a supervisor is looking to the issue.
Okay.
This is a light clicking feeling and sound. We'll explain this feature in just a minute, as it's a key to the LC1's effectiveness. The LC1 may feel a bit awkward the first time you have it on. Don't worry, you'll get used to it, and you'll absolutely love the results you get from practicing with it. In fact, some of our early testers said it only took 10 swings wearing the LC1 to see a marked improvement in their swing without it. So, give the LC1 a shot with an open mind. After you put it on, make a few easy practice swings.
Yes, sir, and I am still here on the line. I do apologize. She still is just reviewing.
We recommend starting out with a short iron. Start by making a few slow motion practice swings, taking the club about halfway back. You'll notice that the device won't let your arms get too far apart as you make a backswing. Now it forces you to rotate your
shoulders. Okay, sir, thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So she did say that she's going to have to review the call. So she's going to have to pull that call because the monitors are monitored and recorded. Are you trying to receive new products?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment.
Even when you're not working, a plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time.
In order to keep the arms together and make a full swing, that's good, because those are necessary ingredients of a sound golf swing. The really important part comes as you transition from backswing to downswing. Starting down, you want to keep the elbows as close as possible while driving the right or trail elbow down toward your right hip. Try to push the elbows together so you feel the spring inside the LC1 coiling. It helps to exaggerate this move so that it's almost like a baseball swing.
Yes, sir, thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I am going to go ahead and forward this over to my supervisor for them to reset the account. For them to provide you with a 50% discount to send out a new shipment.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Okay, and is there anything else I'm able to assist you with?
Nope, that's good.
No problem, and thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good day.